Hello.
Hi, Dolo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm excellent. Hey, thank you for asking.
Lady, look, we want to put that thing together.
Yeah, I was just following up regarding the account and the $49 payment for the website hosting. We're still having trouble processing it.
Did you talk to that guy that called me last week or the week before?
No, but I saw something in there about the domain transfer for $99.
It was on both parties because he said he brought that the last time I ever talked about that or switching from that $300 or two something to $49, like it was in February. So I ended up telling the lady that she was telling me that the number, and I told him that, hey, I already did some business card with my number and stuff like that, so I really need a number because I already sent it out there into the universe. I think like that number is respond to my business, and that I don't want to do the $300 no more, and I don't mind for the website being canceled or whatnot. She goes, oh, we could do the website can still be on. You can keep your number for $49, but we won't post nothing on your website. We won't update it. We won't do nothing. It'll just be there. But you could do that for $49, and that's where I took it. But
okay.
But now, I'm looking at it. I just want my number, but the guy saying that you guys can't do that no more. So the lady lied to me. I thought that was a whole problem of us discussing like last week. And he told me, "Oh, I'm going on the audio because all these numbers is recorded."
Well, what he's saying, is true. But one thing I think that maybe you don't understand is that if you pay the $99 to transfer liblifeisbeautiful.com, which is your website, and they transfer it to you, the domain, then it becomes a blank domain with no content, no phone number on it. You have to take it somewhere else and build a new site. And because that transfer initially cancels the hosting here, because you wouldn't have to pay us $49 a month for hosting if you already transferred the domain, right? That means you're going to go build a different site. So that's why that number is no longer available, because you're not working with us anymore. You see what I mean? But as long as you keep the $49 a month package, then that keeps your website, the content, and the number.
But that's what I was saying. That website, the content, as I was looking deep into it, you guys are just doing repetitive copying and pasting. So there's no like excitement on anybody that's working with you guys' website. It's like you guys day one, you guys take your time day one, you guys say, oh, we'll just copy and paste and just change the host name. And that's what it became.
Well,
it's like,
actually
my website.
Sounds to me, Dolo, that maybe you got contacted by one of those scam companies. There's these scam companies out there. They're calling Local Splash clients, and they're saying, you know, Local Splash is putting together websites based on copy and paste, and they're not working with Google's best practice. Well, hear me out for a minute. They try to scare, a client to potentially work with them. But what they don't tell you is they don't have access to the Google listing or the website either. So if you end up canceling with Local Splash, what happens is, you know, unless you pay the $99 for the domain where you have to go build the new site with them, but what happens is that you get like a little rinky-dink domain, like HVAC contractor in Johnston.com. Like, you don't have your business name on the website anymore because it's not available, right? So I don't know if that's the case or not, but be very careful with those companies, okay?
Yeah, I'm very careful. I don't want to do nothing with none of you guys.
The thing was,
I was looking at it. I was looking at a roofing company you guys did. And look at the exact same thing of my profile. The only thing different is the picture I provided you guys. And plus, with the Google situation, like I already told you guys before, the reason why I'm not doing the Google stuff because it's located at my house. I'm not going to record my house. My mom lives there, and I got my son over there. So that's the reason why I haven't went with the recording my house and recording all this other stuff. That's the reason why I've been procrastinating on that Google website. And then me, as I'm doing that, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, these people are just, they're not really throwing any effort into this thing. half of the stuff that's on my website is I said it. I mean, I went over it with them, but it's like nothing is unique to me. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like my website isn't unique to this company. It's just a copy and paste. The only thing that's unique is just the name that's different.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying now. Okay. So the templates that we use for websites, they do remain very similar to each other, but that's done for a reason, because our websites are highly rankable and they're put together by Google certified technicians. So I don't know if you've ever seen those websites out there that are custom web design and they have 12 different tabs and shopping baskets and a bunch of different content on each page. What happens is those sites have all the bells and whistles on them and they're customized. But they never ever get ranked on Google because there's so much content on there that it becomes very difficult when somebody types in HVAC near me or AC near me or air conditioning installation or what have you or different services that you offer. Those websites with all the bells and whistles on them, the web crawlers never find them because there's so much conflicting data on them, and the sites that we build are highly rankable, so they get more exposure, okay? But what I can tell you is if there's something specific that you want customized, like let's say that you say, hey, this doesn't really, you know, promote me as a business. It looks too much like every other site I've seen. If you have some basic ideas, you can send that over to us and we can revise it for you. Obviously, if it's, you know, completely tearing the site apart and building a new one, that wouldn't be included. But if it's minor stuff like, hey, I'd rather have my background color this, or I'd rather have my font show as that, or can you please change the photos on this tab or something like that?
If I'm doing that, that's the case. Just give me the whole copyright. I could do it myself. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like me doing the extra work. I thought some of my money that I'm giving you guys is actually
No, that's not you doing the work. You would tell us, I don't like the font color. I don't like the background color. I don't like the pictures that you're showing under Central Air Services. And then we go in and revise it for you. But if somebody doesn't tell us, you know, that, hey, there's certain specific things that they're not happy with, we don't want to just go in and blindly revise it because we might take something off that you liked. You know what I mean? And then keep something on there that you didn't like. You know what I mean? So it's always good. You know, you don't have to spend any time on it, but you could just tell us a blanket like, hey, I'd rather have it be this color or have the photos a little different or, you know, things like that. Or even, you know, send us some fresh photos every couple of weeks. And then as you do, we take the stock photos off and we put your actual photos on. You know, usually people don't have enough content initially to do all the different tabs that we're showing. So, you know, of course, we'll use stock photos in the meantime just to launch it, right? So we have something to display for the client. But yeah, you absolutely can, you know, change anything on there if you're not happy with it. Now, I want to tell you,
looking at the ratio, me paying for those couple months, like I literally didn't get no job from you guys. Like I probably, it's like call the customer. It's like I understand you guys will be a good company for like a bigger company that's patient with you guys and not getting any recommendation and just patient with you guys and spending the money. Like me, I just started this year, so I don't have the money just to spend and hope to get.
Well, here's the thing, Zolo. I want to tell you, over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, but it's slipping through your fingers. And rightfully so, because I always tell people if they call me and they say, I want the $99 domain or I want the $49 for the website, I tell them, that's great, we can do that, but don't expect a website in and of itself out there to magically bring you clients. Do you know what I mean?
I'm talking about
But don't hear me out, though, because you also said before the $49, you were holding off on getting the Google business page verified because it was an address that you didn't want published, right? You said
yeah,
it was
so,
a home
so
address,
either or, I'm
right?
still be doing
but,
that.
But what you may not know, and I can kind of maybe clear the air for you now, is that for what Google does for every home-based business is they'll hide the address once it's verified. So you don't have to display 14 Lee Street on there. It could show as Life is Beautiful in Johnston, Rhode Island, but the actual street address would be blocked out. And, you know, if you look on Google, there's millions and millions and millions of home-based businesses all over the country. And for that reason, they do block out the address. So what the video verification is for, if you were afraid to do that because it's an actual residence and you're like, hey, I don't want to do the video verification because it's a residence, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So if you're a home business and you don't have a signage or a storefront or anything like that, then you don't even have to do the video verification from the actual location, but you have to be in the Johnston, Rhode Island area somewhere when you do it, because Google will know by your GPS location if you're doing it from your area or if it's one of those big corporations trying to steal clients from Johnston location, you see? And if you don't have signage or a storefront, Google will accept if you have a business license or insurance or registration or a work vehicle with a Rhode Island license plate or a invoice.
Like I said, I got my car, I got my LLC and stuff like that. I do not have a warehouse of material to record or
you don't need it.
So what am I recording then? My front of my yard? Because I'm not going in my house recording nothing.
All you have to do is show that you're a valid business in the area. So what you're recording is you're showing them, hey, this is my business license. This is an invoice that shows that I'm in, you know, Johnston. This is a license plate on my work vehicle that shows that I'm in Rhode Island. And I think that video verification, it shows like 7 different suggestions. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 items. Let's say that you only have 2 items of the 8. No problem. You just send over on that video, you record those 2 items that you have. And then Google reviews it and says, okay, we trust that this business is actually in Johnston and we can publish him. And then at that point, we publish it with the address being hidden. We don't show the 14 Lee Street, which, by the way, that is displayed on your website right now. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I can get that fixed for you once the payment's up to speed. You know, it's saying at the bottom of your website on the left, it says your address on there, which, you know, we'd have to go back in and just have it hidden.
Like I said, the only thing I can do for Google is take a video of my license, my car. There's no far view. Like literally, I can stand in one place to take a video of my LLC, put it down, my business card, and my license plate. I'm not going around recording.
Yep.
All right, this is the warehouse. This is the office. None of that.
No. You don't have to do that. That's only applicable.
Why can't I just give you guys that and you guys just do that? Why can't I just say, all right, this is my business card?
Because we're in California. If we update that to Google from here, it's going to show like someone in California is trying to get a Google listing verified in Johnston, Rhode Island, and it's going to get denied. That's why you have to do it, because Google will
forward to your email with my residence, you
have to do it from your location, because Google knows by the GPS location where that video is being uploaded from. So, and you don't have to be at 14 Lee Street. Let's say that you go to a Starbucks that's 5 miles down the road and you upload everything from the Starbucks. That's great. You don't have to be at your location because it's not going to be published. All they want to know is that you're in that basic area. So, you know, if you wanted to upgrade back to that package, you have 2 options. You have $299 monthly, which is what you had before, but that $299 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So you also have the option.
I did that before, And I never got any clientele. So what's the point? It's like, I don't understand, man. It's like, I need to do this, but my money is taking a full $299. It's not, oh, we'll take $250 because you still haven't verified it and we can't give you no job, so we'll work with you. But now we want all your money, but we're not going to give you nothing else until you do your Google verification. So therefore,
No. Hear me out. Hear me out. What I was trying to explain to you is that the $299 includes the Facebook ads. If you don't want the Facebook ads, we would remove that component and you would just pay $199 monthly. Okay. And that $199 package, it's for the first page placement on Google. But a website in and of itself is never going to bring anyone a client, right? It doesn't happen magically. The value to what we do is that there are 1,018 searches over the last 30 days for the keywords relating to HVAC in your area, right? So that's slipping through your fingers because you're not verified on Google and you're not on the first page of Google, right? So once you are, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you know, oh, 1,018 clients are going to come flooding in, because that's not realistic. But what we know statistically is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, okay? And I can still see on your dashboard, Dolo, that when that $299 package was still active with us, there were 101 clicks to your website from the Facebook ads. And there were 4 leads that came in from the Facebook marketing.
Like I said, these leads were just, I call the leads, it's like the same thing. It's like, bah. It's like they don't have no idea what's going on. Oh, no, wrong number. Oh, no. And it's like a foreigner, I'm calling a Spanish person, it's like speaking Spanish, don't understand what I'm saying. It became like a scam in a way. That it seemed
right,
like you're
that's
saying
why...
that Google doesn't want you to put it there. Somebody else is using that. The same leads you guys are giving me, I'm calling them, it seemed like the same scam going on. But my money that I'm giving you every month isn't a scam money. But the leads you're giving me, I haven't got one single one available. So that lose interest in a guy that's starting off, like, all right, I'd rather just go around my own community, throw my business card out, do it, go in another community, throw my business card out, and just go on from there. Instead of me paying you guys, and it's the same exact thing. It's not going nowhere. It's not going nowhere.
But if you're paying us $299 monthly and you're not getting the Google business verified, all we could do while you're doing the $299 monthly is the website, the call tracking number, the directories, and the Facebook. We can't put you on Google if Google's saying, hey, you know, we need a video verification. And then if you're saying, well, I don't want to do it because I'm a resident, and then everything gets halted there, right? So all we could do while you had that package was the Facebook and the website and the, you know, call tracking number, the directories.
With Facebook and whose ads and whose website, and who's, like you just said, I had 80 or whatever you said, 80.
101 clicks
in
to your Facebook ads. There's 26 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number and the Facebook leads, but there's 4 leads that came through the Facebook. So with that being said, what I'm trying to say is that you've already had the Facebook ads initially. I don't think you would need them if your intention is just getting on Google and capitalizing on that book of business that's in your backyard right now that's slipping out, right? So what I would do if I were you is I would upgrade back to the $199 package. But if you do that, you have to be certain that you can get that video verification done within the next couple of days, because I wouldn't want you to upgrade to that package and then not do it, because then you're throwing that money down the toilet again. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's
I mean,
the only...
I'm saying that, yeah, that sounds great, but I'm saying let's take a step back before the stuff that you guys could control, right? Which is the Facebook and the stuff that you guys could control. The tracking number, the
yes,
the website, the Facebook. Like I said, those stuff that you guys did, leads came in that area.
But not from Google, which is the highest revenue generating. Right.
I understand that. So Google is another package.
I want to explain to you that since 87% of consumers will hire off of Google, that only leaves 13%. So if you take Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing, Angie's, Thumbtack, and you put all those sources into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%. So being on the first page of Google will blow the revenue out of the water from anything else that we could do for you in the meantime, because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. So what we always recommend, and you already did this, so you wouldn't have to do it now, is we always tell people, since getting on the first page of Google is a process and it takes, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming and the verification and, you know, content creation and manual submissions and backlinks, because it's a process, we always recommend, you know, bundle it with the Facebook ads for the first couple of months just so that you can get some traction going and become more relevant.
That traction?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, for example, perfect example right now, right? I give you my number to contact me, right? All right. So you guys need any question, need some payment, something's going on, you contact me. Imagine when you call this number, I pick up, hola, oh no, one number, hang up. Then your next person in your office call the number again, say, oh, call Dolo again, call.
But they're not always like that. I'm listening to a call on the dashboard right now that came in.
That you're speaking of, that came in, that I called back, was not so, like, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, all right, whatever, okay. Come in. One of them is Portuguese. One of them, I'm like, oh, you speak Portuguese? I'm like, damn, I don't even speak Spanish. So I have to, it became that, I got tired of it. That's the reason why I stopped that $300. And then that was the reason why I talked to that lady and said, I just want my number because I already made a card that has my number on it. So I want to keep that number. She says, all right, we could do that with your website. We don't have to post on your website. We don't have to do no updates, none of that stuff. Your website can just be active, like available to look at. For $49, that's the reason why I took that. If she would have told me that I couldn't save my number at all, I would have then canceled this thing.
But you can save your number with the $49 a month. You can save. You get the website and the call tracking number. Normally, they charge $15 a month extra for the call tracking, but in your case, she has it in the package, where the hosting of the site is $49 and the call tracking number is set at zero. So she didn't charge you the extra $15 a month for the call tracking number. She's just charging you for the hosting. But what I'm saying is that payment is past due from April 1st. So what's going to happen is, you know, either that payment's going to get up to speed or the site's going to cancel, and then you're going to lose the call tracking number and the website. Because if you try to get that domain later and we don't have it, then we can't sell it to you for $99 if we don't have access to
it. Like I said, that domain did not make nothing in my pocket. So that domain, the only reason why...
Well, there was a Joseph Philippi that called you in February, and I just listened to the call, something about repairing a boiler. And then right after you called, he texted you his address, 1000 Chalkstone Avenue in Providence. So, I mean, I think maybe I listened to a lot of these calls while we were talking, and I didn't hear any Portuguese calls or any, you know, I don't know what that's about, but I see that there are a little bit more activity on the dashboard than what you told me.
And if you could do that, so, listen to the call that the lady called me in February and I talked to her. Listen to that call.
Uh-huh. So I can listen to that call, but what I want to know
that was a real reason. I thought you was calling me because you listened to that call already. Because the gentleman that called me a week ago said that I listened. I said, all right, so before I pay this other money, have that lady that I'll talk to in February play that audio and have her call me back. And now somebody, I don't know if it's the lady, I don't think it was the same lady that called me.
But what's the discrepancy on that call? Because she does have the call tracking number in there for you and the website hosting for $49 a month. So I don't know why I would have to go back and listen to it because you said that that's what she promised you. But
she promised me that I could keep that number, right? And the website. Okay. I could buy that number for $100. That when she called me in February, the whole thing was me canceling it because I wasn't making no money. So I was saying, mm-hmm. I just want my number because I took the initiative and put that number on a business card. So I don't want to lose that. Now people calling that number, it's not working. Now I go there with a different number. Like, oh, this guy's a scam. Now I look like a liar. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I want to keep that number. And she said, oh, we got this. So therefore, you know what, man? It's fine. Cancel everything, and I'm just done.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Other customers that you got to attend to that's more important than me, and you can collect their money.
I got some work
to go do. And I just want
it's
to
not that, but how come you and don't want to pay the $49 and keep the call tracking and the website? That's
because
what I
the call tracking did not make me no money. That's why.
But the call tracking is the phone number that you just printed on those advertising. So that's
what I understand
what you
that. So I could just go print another number with my personal number that you just called me on. That tracking number.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Dolo. Because you said you printed up materials and you'd rather just go door to door and hand those out. Would you pay somebody $6 a day to go to everybody in your area that needs your service at the time they need you? You'd say, of course I would, because that, you know, I couldn't do that on my own. I'd be spending more money in my gas and my time spent to go do that, right?
No, not really, because I feel it's like a free time. Sometimes I drive around, go to the grocery store. All right, I got a business car. I'll just go put in people's mailbox. It don't have to be in Johnson. It could be in Houston. It could be.
But what I'm saying is if I was in the grocery store and you handed me a flyer and if I didn't need your service right that second, I would probably think, wow, that was a nice guy. I like his flyer. That's awesome. Stick it in my purse. And then after that, the idea gets stuck on the back burner because I didn't need the service right that second, right? And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So what Google does is they call this a micro moment. They would put you in front of potential clients in your area that are looking for your exact service at the time that they need you, because there's no reason they would Google for air conditioning installation or air conditioning service or boiler repair, any of that. They had no reason to do that unless they had an immediate need to hire you. You see what I mean? So that's what it costs if you took $199
a month. Same thing with the Google. I could pay the Google. All right, you can see these ads. Oh, I don't need it right now. But I'm still paying Google. I'm still paying you guys for that month that they didn't need it. So continue until, and then 4 months from now, somebody need it. It's the exact same thing.
No, but you're not on Google because you said you didn't want to do the video verification because
I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, if I was on Google, and then you put my name on. All right. We're thinking about HVAC because sometimes you guys are saying, oh, we'll just put some ad on Facebook or Google. We'll just be pointing out. My thing is, I'd be on Google looking for stuff too, but I don't need it at that moment. It's just for, all right, okay. All right. Now I'm on the first page. I'm on the first page. And this time I'm like, oh, no.
Well,
I want to take it for the first page.
Here's the thing, because I'm a homeowner and I have a lot of friends that are homeowners. I've never heard anybody that I know say anything other than let's Google it when they need something done. The only exception would be where I've heard something other than Google it is if they have a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommended someone to them. So let's say I needed a new air conditioner system and my neighbor was like, hey, Tina, I just had one installed 6 months ago and this is the guy I used and he was great. Obviously, I'm going to call him because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get, right? But if I don't have a personal connection like that, I'm going to just type into Google what it is that I need, and this way, Life is Beautiful is going to be one of the top recommended options in a spotlight position. Every perfect. Single time.
So you go on Google. You say, all right, I need something. All right. And then mm-hmm. you need to go, let's go on Google and look it up. All right. You come mm-hmm. you come across my profile. You go across mm-hmm. Steve's profile. You go across Carl John's profile. And then my profile mm-hmm. says, Benny Business says 2024. And then go down. Carl John. Benny Business says 19-something. All right, receiver. Benny Business says 19. Who would you preferably pick? Be honest with me. Not because you're selling your product to me. Who would you honestly pick out of these three categories?
Here is where we can make you outshine those other companies, Dolo, is that, of course, our specialty is the exposure, you know, putting you in front of those clients that are looking for you at the time they need you, right? But the second service that we provide is helping you with the conversion. So once the Google page launches, what we do is we upload photos, we promote that you're a trusted business in the community for X amount of years. We talk about your service and we send you a review generator email, which helps you get a bunch of 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So all of that is going to give a potential client a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, right? So we don't just put you on Google and then just cross our fingers and hope that it works. We would focus on conversion by adding all that extra content. But we can't add any content to the Google listing if it's not verified and live. And that's where everything kind of halted with you because you didn't want to do the video verification, which I respect it. But until that's done, we can't really do anything with the Google page, right? So that's, what I'm recommending.
Can you
recommending
once I do the Google, you're going to say I was in business since 19-something? That's what you're
telling
me?
Well, whatever year it is, I mean, we're not going to go on there and put something fictitious, but let's say that you say, hey, I've been in business since 1989. Great.
Well,
we'll go on there.
I've been in business since 2024.
See? Okay.
I mean,
so that's what I mean. We're not going to put in something if it's fictitious, but we could put, because most businesses, and I'm sure this is the case with you too, Dolo, is that most businesses, even prior to opening their business, they have X amount of years of industry expertise that they've done this. I mean, I'm sure before you opened your business, you worked in the HVAC, field.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 8 years.
Exactly. So we can put this is a trusted business in the community with over 8 years industry expertise, and that would help you. You know what I mean? So that's true. We're not saying, oh, he's got 8 years, he's been in business for 8 years. We're putting he has over 8 years of industry expertise, and all of that is true, right? So
that was on my website already.
But a website will never get found on Google unless it's getting the exposure. That's the SEO services that we're providing to get a business on the first page. So if you don't have that on your, if you don't have the local SEO packages, then they can't find your website if they type in HVAC near me. They're going to find all the other websites that are optimized and they're ranking on the first page and they can't find your site, right? So the only way your site would come up is if you paid somebody to do the programming to get you on the first page and to keep you there, right? And that's what that $199 package is. So, what I would say is at this point, you have two really good options. Number one is you can take some time to think about it and just pay the $49, and that at least keeps your website and your number that you're
like
advertising.
Like I said, that website thing, if you keep seeing that website thing, like that website thing isn't something for me to say, okay, right now, that website thing, each time you see the website, I gave you more money to just cancel it.
But that could be bringing you money if you're advertising
like I said,
It never did.
So you say you're going to bring me money. Now I'm just saying that I should just say, F the website, F the number, I'll just sign up for the Google stuff and I'll give you my personal number. That's the best option. We can take the tracking number. Because those two are just money for you guys' pocket to continue your program, I feel like.
No.
Because you guys still need Google to help you guys.
Do you know what? The package that you have, the $49 package that you have, usually it's only applicable for a business that's been in business for like 30 years and now they're in retirement mode and they want to be on the golf course 4 days a week. They don't really want to generate that much. So they call us and they say, hey, can you cancel, you know, the package and just keep the website up? So that's what that package is that you have. It's just to keep the website up and you know, in your case, the number that you're advertising, right? But the value to having a website when you're on the first page of Google is to add credibility because, you know, we can put this is a trusted business in the community with over 8 years of industry expertise and we can help you get a bunch of 5-star ratings on it. But if you don't have a website, most people like to go on a website and kind of look at, you know, some before and afters or see, you know, if there's any, you know, content on there that looks nice to them, right? So
I didn't put my Facebook link on there. Go to my Facebook. I just post a picture on my
Exactly.
Facebook.
Exactly. And
so
that's
my
something
personal
I
Facebook,
can...
not my personal Facebook. I can link my personal Facebook on there. So when they click my Facebook, I can just have that all my pictures. I can do that also. I don't need the website itself.
Right. You could do that. You could promote your personal Facebook on the Google listing in lieu of a website. You could do that if you wanted to, right? But what I'm saying is if you wanted to do the Google programming and pay the $199 monthly and just promote your own phone number, you can do that and promote your Facebook, but, you know, since the website is included in it, I mean, you might as well keep the website up and running, you know, in the meantime, because what happens is once you're ranking on Google, that website will now be in a spotlight position where 9 out of 10 consumers are making their buying decisions, right? But if you'd rather promote the Facebook, you could do that as well. But your Google listing will never just magically get on the first page unless someone's doing the programming, which is, you know, what takes hundreds and hundreds of hours, you know. And then once you're ranking, Google changes the algorithms daily. So, you know, you have a team of technicians here that will constantly go in and update your information and refresh your data. That's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. Make sense?
Like I said, man, it sounds all sweet, you know, all good when somebody's like not fully there because they gotta attend to work after this call. So everything sounds nice, but like I said, I already did an example. I already went through the example, and I didn't even like the example. I already went with you guys, and I didn't like I said I went with you guys also. Like I said, I wanted. It was you guys and Angie's List, you know. So I was like, okay, if they're doing it slow, all right, I'm gonna do Angie's List also. So I have two people going around and helping me out. I already canceled Angie Lee because it's the same exact thing.
I can't wear a black eye for what they do. Matter of fact, we deal with a lot of their clients, so I've heard all kinds of, you know, stories about that company.
Yeah, I think you guys are similar a little bit. You guys are similar a little bit. The only thing is, they're not making a website. You guys are making a website.
No, we're not similar at all because what they do is they're a lead service, right? So they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And then what happens is oftentimes people are running all over town bidding on all of this work, and then they're getting undercut by other companies, right? Because, you know, it's going to anybody and everybody out there. So that's the difference is with this. What we're doing is, you know, we would only be promoting you, not to say there's other companies that aren't up there, right, because there are, but we work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. But where things went wrong in your case is that the Google listing never got verified and optimized because that video verification was never done. Right. So it's kind of like if I hired you, let's say that I'm in charge of an HOA, right? And I hired you. I said, hey, I have a community here. with 10 homes and we need maintenance and, you know, a refresh, possibly new units on all of the, you know, furnaces and the air conditioning. Can you come look at it? And then let's say that every time you come look at it, it's a gated community and there's nobody there to let you in. You can't get in the gate. You call the person, they're not answering you and they're not getting you what you need. At some point, you're going to be like, okay, I'll just, you know, see, you know, what they want to do, but I can't go and give them these new units if they're not letting me in. And that's what went wrong in your case, is that we couldn't get the website front and center on Google because that video verification wasn't done. So our hands are tied there. So at that point, I mean, you did the right thing to cancel that portion of it and just keep the $49 package. But what I'm saying is you'll get much more bang for your buck if you, you know, went back and you did the, you know, either the $199 package. And then, you know, if you didn't want to do that, you could maybe, you know, just keep what you have up and running in the meantime till you decide what to do, you know? Because, you know, let me think, maybe 18 years ago, 15 years ago, when search engine optimization started becoming really, really relevant, there were companies out there, Dolo, that would purchase every single domain you could imagine. So example, they would go out and purchase abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.com, abcmortgageinc.com. They would purchase all these domains for super cheap, right? And then when the real ABC Mortgage came around and said, hey, that's my company name, abcmortgage.com, I want that domain. Those companies would say, oh, you can have it, but it's going to cost you $2,000. And I don't know how those companies were getting away with it, because to me, that's extortion. But there were people making tens of thousands of dollars just reselling website domains. And that's what I'm saying. You have livelifeisbeautiful.com, which is your business name, right in your domain. You already have that through us. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if it were me, I would at least keep what you have in the meantime until you figure out what to do. Because if you, you know, said, I'm just going to promote my Facebook and my own number right now, and you do that, which is great, but then you change your mind and say, I want to have a website, you don't want to get stuck with some rinky-dink, you know, web address that has nothing to do with your business name, right? So that's the beauty of it, is we have the business name for you already, and if you wanted to keep that, you could, you know, cancel the site and the tracking number altogether and just pay the $99, and then you keep that domain and you can, you know, do what you want with it and build your own site on it and promote your own number. Or you could continue with having us do it, and then, you know, with that, it's just the $49, and then you get the site and the content.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
So if you was to call me, like how you guys did to start this whole program, and then
yes.
do you guys just give people a random number, or do they have an option to use their personal number as their number?
Oh, they have an option. The call tracking that you have, usually it's a $300 upsell for an existing client plus $15 a month. Whoever signed you up initially, they gave it to you with no extra cost, so it's a preference. You don't have to use it. The two benefits to the call tracking number is, number one, you could go in and listen to the calls like I was doing a little bit. You know, they're stored. They're on there for quality assurance. But secondly, it does eliminate a certain number of spam callers, because a lot of the spam calls are computer generated. So we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on yours. Like if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options ring over to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, those fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual person, right? But the downside to the call tracking number, and this is what sometimes people don't like about it, is that if you let's say that somebody calls you and they say, okay, can you come out today and give me an estimate? And you say, text me the address, right? That text goes back to your dashboard and you may not get it unless you have the app on your phone. That's where I was looking at this Joseph Philippi guy that sent in 1000 Chalkstone Avenue in Providence. So that's the downside that people don't like about the call tracking. So if it's easier for you to just promote your number, and that way if somebody texts you the address, it goes directly to you, then we take the call tracking number off and we just promote your number. So you don't have to have the call tracking. It's just a preference, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I should have done that from the beginning.
I mean, it would have been a good idea, because then when you printed your material, you would have already just had your number on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I print out my business card, I already have my number on it. I said, that was the whole reason why I was staying with you guys, because I didn't even like this, to be honest. So I think I'll probably cancel it, and if I do need help in the future, you know, if you guys are willing to help me out, if not, pick somebody else. You know, sometimes.
Okay. So here's the downside to that, Dolo, is that in the terms and conditions that were acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the first. And in order to, hold on. Okay. So what I was saying is that you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the first, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So currently, there's a $49 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel an account with the past due balance. The good news is you're catching it in time, because come May 1st, that would have reoccurred to $98, and it continues to do so until this settles. So if you want to cancel, I can collect the $49, cancel the account, and then you don't have to worry about any further charges. Or if it would help you out in any way, shape, or form, what I can try to do is get an override and ask them if you wanted to continue, if I can put you into the corporate rate of $29. And that $29 is usually, because we, you know, our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business just like you, but we also have a corporate division where we've done this for Subway Sandwich, Anytime Fitness, Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. So anytime someone has over 100 locations with us, then they get that same program at a discounted rate, right? So with that, what I'm saying is that I could possibly get an override, and if you wanted to continue, just do the $29 a month. Once I get that override, you're grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up. And then I could also put a note in here to prorate the balance. So let's say that you do the $29, and then a week from now you're like, gosh, I wish I would have just went back and, you know, finished the steps of getting on Google. I wish I would have went back to that, you know, $199 package. Then at that point, I can just prorate the balance as long as you do it within 2 weeks. So do you think that that would, you know, be fair enough in order to keep things going, or do you still just want to, you know, pay the $49 and just cancel it?
The thing is, if I do that, I want to remove the tracking number and put my actual number.
Yep, I would do that and remove the address from the website, because right now it's on there. So I would get those two things done for you today.
I'm saying, if I want to cancel this and 6 months down the line, I call you guys and I want to do the $300 or the $199, is that possible or no?
If you want to do it 3 months, oh, absolutely, you can.
No, I'm saying, I'm saying if I pay the $49 right now and cancel the whole thing.
Yes.
And then a year from now, I want to restart. If I call you guys back, would it be possible for me to, it don't have to be resumed back to my profile. It could be a whole brand new setup. Is that possible or no?
It's possible, but based on availability, because again, we work with one company per category per area.
Yeah,
so, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
if at that point we have another HVAC company and the O2919, then we're not going to bring you on board, right? Because
yeah,
that's going to be almost, yeah, but as if we had availability, then you could potentially do that down the road. But my question would be, in that time, if there were 1,018 searches on Google just over the last 30 days in your area, just imagine the amount of business that you potentially would have, you know, had slipping through your fingers over the last year. If, you know, if you did that, if you signed up next year, you know, there's probably a lot of stuff that, you know, you could capture that would have been kind of lost because you're not, you know what I mean?
Sometimes it said, the slowest one wins the race. You don't have to be fast. Meaning that I understand. I need to learn how to market myself also, and then go to you guys to help me out on a different side. I haven't marketed myself on a personal level, and I'm having you guys do it. So it's like a misunderstanding on both parties. So with me,
well, it's not a misunderstanding. It's back to the gate not being open. You know,
yeah,
let's say the gate
not
right.
Yeah, perfect. The gate's not open. I'm saying that I could miss a $1 million within the next 10 months. I'm okay with that. It means it wasn't for me to get those jobs. The time I am putting my best foot forward, I need some progress. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I need to go out, like I said, do my business card to have all that. So when I do end up calling you guys, and then my website do end up going up, this guy gave me his business card. Oh yeah, this is the. So now it's like a ha ha moment. I need a ha ha moment. I don't have that yet. I just have. I don't have that yet. I just have you guys promoting me, and it's like, it's like a Russian roulette. Let's go.
But what about all those people that don't have your business card that are looking for your service? That's what this will help capture in the meantime. But again, you'd have to do the video verification. So, but of course, either way, I want to make you happy. So do you want to, you know, do the 49 and just cancel, or do you want to do the 29 and keep, you know, what you have at least for another month? If you go with that package, what I'll do to help you out, Dolo, is I would push the next billing out 30 days for you. So I wouldn't want you, even though you would get the corporate rate of 29, I wouldn't want you to pay for that now and then have another payment on the first, because that's two payments too close together, right? So what I would do is I would put you into that package and get the override on the pricing, but then I would push the next billing out all the way till May 16th. So you'd have a whole nother month to decide and see, you know, hey, and plus you're saving $20 as opposed to just paying the 49 and canceling it now, because you'd still have the, you know, the package in the meantime, but at a discounted rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could do that to help you out. That way you have a little bit of time to decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I said, whatever lady I talked to in February needs to be more clear.
It was, let me look at her name again. I think it was Catherine, but I got to go back and look.
She needs to be more.
Yeah, it was Honey. Her name was Honey.
If she would have told me all this, I would have just canceled it that day, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I was just trying to keep that number, because I already put in some effort making business card and actually driving around my neighborhood and actually giving it out, and I actually got a job quad zone.
Good. That tells me that you're a hustler. You know what I mean?
You'll go
out there, and you're not afraid to roll up your sleeves and work hard so that you don't promote your business. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, you know, and, you know, most businesses in this day and age, at bare minimum, they need a website anyway. So, you know, it's to your benefit to, you know, have a website. If you want to promote your Facebook, you can, but usually that's for the rinky-dink companies that are, you know, usually they don't have a lot going for them because they don't even have a website yet. They just have, you know, a Facebook and stuff like that with some pictures on it. But, you know, if you, you know, that's what you would have that extra credibility, you know, in the meantime, while you're out there trying to, you know, hustle and drum up business. And it's only $29, so it's not like, you know, we're asking you to, you know, marry us or spend millions of dollars, you know. It's very affordable to keep that going, at least in the meantime, until you figure out what to do. But what I would do if you choose that option is start promoting your number outright and take that tracking number off, and then also make sure that they block out the address on the website since it's a residence.
Are you saying that if I do the, the Google verification, there'll be no need for my tracking number or the website? The website just helps. It helps, but there's no need for the website. It just helps, right?
Right. There's companies that have Google business profiles on the first page that don't have websites. You don't have to have a website in order to benefit from it. You know, it does add to your credibility if you have one, but if you don't want to promote your business on a website, you don't have to. As long as you know you're ranking on the first page, that's where that bread and butter is going to come from. You know what I mean?
So my question is, I just want to be on the first. What's the price for just to be on the first page and use my personal number? I don't need you guys to promote me, to put me on Facebook, or promote me and put me on like those little ad that pops up. If somebody goes on your website and look at your website for a quick second and pop it up constantly on their phone, I don't need none of that stuff. I just need the Google to be number top three or top five and my phone number. What is that?
That is the $199 package. So that package on our website, it sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. It's called the Platinum Package. When you signed up, because you're a new business, they gave you a promotion of the new in business rate, which was $2.99 monthly, right? So that $2.99 package, typically people, you know, take advantage of it and they already have their own site that they want to promote. Now, if somebody wants a website on top of it, we sell the websites for $2,500 on a standalone product, but for the people that bundle it with our service, it's $400 extra. So again, whoever signed you up, they didn't charge you the $400 when they built the site. They just kind of rolled it into the package and they included it for you. But it is that $199 package that you would need in order to, you know, get back on the first page of Google. One thing I could do, Dolo, if you wanted to go that route, since I already offered to get you into the corporate pricing, I could ask them if we could give you the corporate rate for that package, which would be just $149 monthly. So that would save you $50 a month. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, if you think that would work. And if you think that would work and you're just, you know, not sure if you want to do it now or if you want to, you know, try to finesse yourself a little bit and do it a month or so from now, what you can do is you can keep, you know, the $29 in the meantime once I get the override. And then if you were to upgrade to it in a certain month and you were charged within a 2-week frame, they would just prorate the difference for you and just charge you $120 for that month. That way you wouldn't have to pay $29 plus $149, right? You would just pay the difference, you know, if you ever, you know, wanted to go that route.
Thing is, man, I'm not paying my bills, man. I don't like to. Somebody owes me money and stuff.
Someone like you is going to do very well with this package, though, because you're so proactive and you don't mind working hard and going out there and promoting yourself. So you would do very, very well on the first page of Google. You'd be surprised. We have over 48,000 active clients. You'd be surprised how sometimes I call out to someone like I'm talking to you over a failed payment or something, and then they'll say, you know, that the mailbox is full or the mailbox is not set up. And that always kind of is like a cringe to me, because I'm like, why are you spending money paying to market your business? And then when people call you, they can't even get a hold of you. You know, I know you're someone that you're going to be proactive in answering that phone. You're going to make sure that you capture that business because you're already going out there hustling for it. You know what I mean? So you're going to do very, very well with something like this. You're not going to be like one of those people that's not responsive to doing things, because you're going to be, you know, capturing the business and getting it done. So I know that you do extremely well.